Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.
53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cents. Barbara and Declan are back with us once again for So You Think You're an Adult. There they are cheering themselves.
Delighted to be here. Delighted.
Okay.
I'm delighted.
No, okay,
delighted.
Yeah, that
we're
sounded
genuinely.
A bit sarky, that
Sorry,
day, to
no,
me.
It wasn't. We're genuinely
okay, all right.
Delighted.
Okay. Genuinely. All right. All right, here's the first question. A friend of mine who's 5 months pregnant is expecting me to throw her a baby shower and is being really intense about it. It started with a Pinterest board she put together and shared with me when she was 4 months pregnant. She asked would I host something in my house as it's the biggest one in our group. I joked with her at the time, but half serious, that it was months before needing to start planning anything, but she got all shouty and said that showers were like planning a wedding. She didn't want any old thing just thrown together. I was shocked. Now I get weekly emails with different ideas for food, for games, for flower arranging ideas. I told her she might be better at doing it herself, but then she got all upset saying no one cared about her. I told her I would do it to shut her up, and I will, but it's not to the scale that she's expecting. How do I manage her expectations and deal with her fury when she doesn't get what she wants? I should have mentioned that she's never had a shower from me when I had a baby 3 years ago.
And there's the kicker.
Yeah, that is the kicker.
There's the kicker. No, in fairness, I mean, baby showers have gone kind of mental.
Global warming.
Recently. What?
Sorry, that was a bad weather joke. It was a
Okay.
Thank you. I'm here all week.
No, because your woman, what's her name, Princess Meghan or whatever she calls herself across the water, is just back from having a private jet to and from New York and had a Michelin-starred chef cooking dinner and all that. So, you know, I mean, it could be worse. But still, people's expectations are absolutely nuts. What to do? Well, I'm conscious of the fact that the woman who is driving this and who wants the baby shower is pregnant and therefore hormonally a little bit all over the place. So you got to cut her a little bit of slack. So my advice would be to continue. You're going to keep getting all the emails. Don't antagonize her too much. You know, be a bit non-committal about, yeah, thanks, that's great. Yeah, thanks, that's great. Yeah, thanks, that's great. And then, you know, kind of come up with your, because it isn't your house and you are the one organising it, so you do get to call it really at the end of the day. There are some nice ideas, because I actually asked about this. Obviously it's a long time since anybody ever threw a baby shower for me, but I did ask about this on Twitter, and you know, there was the varying things from kind of like a nice afternoon tea with tea and cakes, and everybody just contributes money in advance and one present is bought for the baby and that's it, to a mother blessing kind of, or a mother ceremony thing that was just all about the mother and giving kind of nice kind of pampery things just to the mom on the basis that the baby will get loads of stuff when the baby arrives. Yeah. Or the one that I really loved, which I'm suggesting to you, which was that everybody invited to the baby shower is told to buy a book for the baby so that the baby has a little baby library at the end of the baby shower, which I think is very specific. And I think
can the baby read?
No, you
I'm in that mood today. Sorry.
I honestly don't get paid enough for this gig. Do you know that? Definitely I don't. Anyway, so that was all my research done.
But it says different ideas for food, for games. Do they play games?
They do play games. They play like, there's a version of stick the tail on the donkey, but I can't, it's stick the soother in the baby's mouth or something. There's a lot, you go online and there is a myriad of stuff that you can do, and there's all kinds of accessories that you can buy online from kind of themed balloons and everything else. And then some people combine it with a gender reveal party. Have you heard about those? Which is more kind of Nutsville stuff. So I would say you're providing the house and you're doing the organization. I would say don't antagonize her, but put your own kind of schmocked on it at the end of the day and hope for the best. There's not a whole lot she can do about it.
Obviously the woman who's pregnant is very excited and she wants the people to be happy for her, and that's where this whole blah is coming from.
Do you know what it's all about, Declan? It's all about Instagram. It's all about, I want a baby shower that's full of fabulous stuff that I can Instagram. That's what it's all about. Sorry to interrupt you now.
Yeah, well then, if that's what the expectations are, and you should, it's either going to be achieved or not. So, I mean, the reality of it is that if the person who wrote this email in can't get the rest of this pregnant lady's friends to to either stump up with the good, decent, Instagrammable presence and look decent enough to be in her Insta stories, then your one's going to be, disappointed anyway. So it's kind of like,
it's kind of all about fake the dressing expectations of it rather than about the presence. It's about the dressing of it, and it's about the games, and it's about how it looks, and it's about what we're doing and all that kind of stuff. That is the pressure.
So this is like the pregnancy version of being a bridezilla.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is.
Okay, well, I'm agog. I've not really come across this, and I'm just a bit like, you know, it's like me going, I want a birthday party and I want it to be the most amazing birthday party ever, and I want you to organise it, and it's okay, fine. You know, why do I get to force this whole lifestyle moment onto you?
The only good thing about a baby shower is that presumably the pregnant woman isn't drinking. So you don't have that kind of alcohol madness that is going to go on all night for. It can be quite a contained kind of an event. Do you know what I mean? In the afternoon or whatever. And it can be, it doesn't have to go on for hours and get messy at the end of the day. Although I'm sure everybody else will drink, but you can, I think an afternoon tea party.
Well, everyone else will need a drink.
I mean, it's a tough one because of the fact you don't want to upset the poor woman any more than
she
is.
But you need to. Not if she's like this all the time. If this is like, if it's the only percentage of this is hormonal, maybe she's just a selfish
wagon. Well, I do worry
wagon.
A little bit about the last line, which is, I should say she never had a baby shower for me 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably part of it as well. And what the other thing this woman needs to do is gather the other girls, the other women, and get them involved as well. I know she's hosting it in her house, but get everybody involved and come up with something that's, you know, that's easily, what you consider to be doable.
And sometimes, because for some people this whole idea seems a little bit new or a little bit over the top, therefore it's kind of possibly harder to get buy into that than it would be for a more conventional thing. No, we know. Yeah. I get it. But
although they've gone crazy, I mean, in my day, like 30
because people
years
are,
ago,
you know, people are copying. As you pointed out, it's the Instagram thing. It's the whole. The Kardashians thing. Did it like this. That
it's
means
the Kardashians
I need that fault. Particular
this
balloon.
Is,
it's the Kardashians.
A few texts.
Boring.
Oh my God! My sister-in-law last Friday asked me to throw a baby shower for her. She's only 3 weeks pregnant.
Oh holy God!
I laughed it off and said, "I don't think you would get the presents that they would get in America." And also, I got no baby shower when I was pregnant last year. She's watching too many American shows.
Yeah.
Why do people put up with self-centered, attention-seeking weirdos in their lives? Cut that horrible baby shower out of your life.
Oh, God,
that's what they mean. Your one just wants the gifts. I bet you couldn't care whatsoever about the cakes and
but
all the rest. It's about the loot.
And I would imagine this woman who's looking for the baby shower is on her first baby. Because when you've other babies to be looking after, you don't tend to be focused so much on things like a baby shower. She's going to be inundated with gifts for the baby. Mm. So I don't think it's about the gifts. I do think it's about, look at me, look at my fabulous baby shower. Yeah.
Then what she needs to do, the person who's organised the party needs to make sure that there is one decent Instagrammable photograph that comes out from the whole thing, whether it's the most faked up scenario or whatever. Do that. There you go. Tell the world you had a brilliant time. Because that's how fake it's going to be. She should call her a bluff out and the whole thing. Because I think it's really kind of...
Somebody's texting him to say, I'm a midwife. Just remember, all these nitwits are coming my way.
You are our sympathy. I feel your pain,
My husband gave up smoking in the new year. He's done really well with it, but now won't shut up about it. We made a pact to give them up together, but I found it too hard. He gave up cold turkey and managed to keep off them. Now he won't stop bleating on about how great he feels and how I should follow suit. It's really upsetting me. I already feel like a failure and don't need him reminding me every 5 minutes. I don't even smoke that much, about 5 a day and never in front of the kids. I just don't feel like it's the right time for me to give up yet. Am I wrong to ask him to shut up and leave me alone about this? He says that it's for my own good, but I think he just likes waving his success in my face.
Good for him.
At least that's all he's waving in her face.
I suppose this is an interesting one because both of you have been dealing with the addiction of nicotine, and nicotine is a really insidious kind of drug because most of the people who smoke, when they're smoking, they like to play a mind
Declan's
game.
Declan's now doing
themselves.
Smoking kind of
I'm doing smoking, yeah.
Hand signals.
Yeah.
My late night voice where I smoke cigarettes and talk like this. I think, look, your husband is really happy with himself because he's managed to kick a habit that he knows deep down is kind of disgusting, and he knows it's to his advantage that he's got rid of that particular thing. And he also knows that it's an addiction that can come back. So by reinforcing in himself that he's doing really well. He's actually looking after himself, first of all. So from that point of view, he can do what he likes and you have no say in this. The second part of it all is the encouragement for you that, you know, he's telling you, I've done it. I was more addicted to cigarettes. I've managed to do it. You can do it too. Your reaction to this reeks to me of somebody who's looking for excuses not to, to actually go down.
Cigarette smoke.
Yeah. Somebody who's kind of going, well, you know, they're all the excuses of somebody who's got an addiction but doesn't want to kind of admit it, because it is all about that.
Oh, I think she had she has an addiction.
She knows, you know, but that, but you don't, you know, you have an addiction because everybody else tells you that cigarettes are bad equals addiction, but you don't realise the way in which the tiny little micro ways that that addiction will manifest itself in where you'll sit when you go out for a dinner, and you know all the little tiny things you do because you're a smoker. And one of the ones is that you create a scenario that non-smokers are, oh, look at them, they all blah 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 because they all think they're so great, when in fact all they're doing is trying to talk themselves up because they're trying to stay away from this.
I think, yeah, I mean, I think you've hit the nail on the head. And I think the other point that was interesting that jumped out of her letter was that she said they made a pact to give up together. And I have a feeling, I think you're right. I don't think this woman wanted to give up. I don't think she seriously really wants to give up at the minute for whatever reason. Mm. And that's fine. That's her prerogative. But I think she's kind of surprised that the husband did manage to give up. and I think she's like, oh, he has managed to give up, so now I'm on the back foot. And as she said, she feels like a failure. And I mean, I'm an ex-smoker. I smoked 30 a day for a long time. Wow. And I did cold turkey as well. And I know how hard it is. It is really, really hard to give up. Way harder than giving up drink. But her husband. So I understand how hard it is for her, you know, and not wanting to give up. Mm. And I understand what an achievement it is for her husband, who has managed to give up. And I'm trying not to be judgy, but I actually think the husband is right. You know, 5 cigarettes a day mightn't be a lot, but it's enough. Like, you know what I mean? She really should make an effort to try and give them up.
And it's really hard. At the same time, though, if you're encouraging somebody to do something such as give up cigarettes, which is, as you know, extremely difficult to do, maybe not going on about how great you feel is the best way to, you know.
Probably.
Maybe it might be a good idea if he wants to help her to take one step back and say, if you want any help, I'm here, but like, I'm not going to, because you can't.
But I think the problem is, I think the problem is that they made this pact together and he's done it. And it is very hard when you're in the early stages of giving up if somebody close to you is still smoking.
And also, that's very hard. The thing is that they're in a family unit. It's like if somebody in a family decides they're going to go vegan or whatever, or they're going to try to cut out chocolates from their daily diet. It's really hard to do that if the person that you're living with is just carrying on as normal.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this man is doing his best to whatever, you know, and fair play to him, he's managed to kick that habit. She is saying that she wants to, but she's making all the excuses to not do it.
I don't think she really does want to.
Yeah, so I'm not really buying this. And then making him sound like he's a nag. You know, he does actually feel great, by the way. He actually does feel great.
And he deserves credit for doing it.
Oh, no, he does. Feel he great. Does. Someone says, I gave up cigarettes 32 years ago. I miss it every day.
I gave up every day, they say.
And going back to the thing about games that people play in baby showers, someone says, we played What's in the Nappy and had to guess the different chocolate bars smushed into a nappy.
Oh,
there you go. There's your suggestion for a game for that woman. Barbara and Declan, thank you both very much. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.